Well, hello, my lovely bitches. What's going on this Saturday, 4th of July weekend? I hope you guys are having a good time, having your drinks with your ladies or your man friend or your significant other, if that's how you roll. I hope everybody's having a good time and being safe and coming back, you know, with all 10 fingers and, you know, not blowing their hands up. So if all of you guys made it through to Saturday without blowing your hands up, congratulations! You're not fucking stupid. You never notice, though, when people go to functions like the 4th of July or New Year's and they're lighting off fireworks, there's always a plethora of videos that surface where people are just the dumbest asshats I have ever seen in my life. I mean, come on! And it's usually influenced by alcohol, but come on! You're going to stick a bottle rocket into your ass and try to launch it and not think the sparks are going to shoot out and burn your ass cheeks up? And let's face it, fellas, some of you got more hair on your ass cracking on your ass than you do on your face. So, yeah, that's going to be a disaster because we all know what happens when hair catches on fire. Just ask Michael Jackson. He knew. For all you older guys and girls, you know what that is. The young'uns right now are storming to Google trying to figure out what the hell I'm talking about. Pepsi. It was a Pepsi commercial he was shooting, and he burned his hair. There you go. I saved you the trip. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. So yeah, I've noticed that people go out in plethoras, and they buy tons of fireworks. Why? Why? To celebrate, you know, the 4th of July? No. It's a drunken way of going, ooh, ah, sitting in your driveway and almost blowing your hand up. Hey, let me hold this M80 and try to throw it. Boom! There goes. Just like cats, you got 9 fingers. Psych, you have 10. Drunk ass. Come on, wake up. Anyway, so that being said, stay safe for the 4th of July. Why not? But I kind of wanted to reiterate, I was talking about parents last weekend. So I got a couple of hate emails from me saying that you shouldn't spank your kids. Well, good for you if you don't think so. But guess what? When your kid's an asshat and gets, you know, either shot by the cops because he's an idiot and you're not educating him not to carry a toy gun or whatever and pull it out. I mean, you have to figure these guys, you know, don't get me wrong, man. Let me just back up a second. There are some cops that don't need to be garnishing weapons. I get that. But if I'm a police officer and I'm chasing a suspect and they turn around and point an object at me that could be a gun, you have a split second decision to make a decision to drop that guy. Because guess what? If the cop gets dropped, you get a parade and you get a flag draped across your coffin and nobody thinks about it. But if the cop shoots back and kills somebody and the person that was an idiot carrying a toy gun and saws the orange tip out of it, you know, or whatever, you literally have a split second decision whether it's going to be your life or them. That's like saying, hey, I'm going to go to war. I'm going to run up on the guy, but I'm going to give him an opportunity to shoot me first. Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that. So to all you ones that were hating on me, too bad. That's just the way it is. Discipline your kids. Be more involved at home. Be a parent. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, they don't turn out to be an asshat. Just saying. Starts at home. Deal with it. Let the plethora of email begin. That's all I'm saying. For my next subject, I want to talk about gamers. Get ready for this one. As a gamer myself and an older gamer, I've been around a long time, obviously. I gamed for the last 30 years. I'm not quite as intense as I was back in my Team Warfare days and my Battlefield 1942. Yeah, I'm showing my age here, guys. The original Battlefield 1942, people, not the ones that was a remake. But to gamers, I've always found it kind of interesting, like, why are you such a tough guy behind the keyboard? Let's just face it, half these gamers are a bunch of pussies, and they probably get the shit knocked out of them in person if they talk the same way to somebody they do online. So why do you act like a tough guy? I mean, you're probably either A, scrawny little runt, right? B, you probably weigh 300, 400 pounds, and you can't move anyway, so it wouldn't be much to take you out. But boy, when you guys slap those fingers on those keyboards, you sure shit turn into tough people. Hey. Relax, nerd. It's okay. It's going to be all right. You'll respawn later. take a chill pill. But why do you have to be that way? I just don't understand. Why are you losing it over a game? Now, don't get me wrong. I've thrown shit across the room myself, so I can't sit here and give you too much of a hard time. But the one thing I never did was threaten to go over to somebody's house and kick their ass. I've never quite understood it. I mean, just recently, okay, on June 25th, a New Jersey man flew to Florida. Like, he flew. He was so mad that he flew to attack another player over an online game. I mean, he attacked him with a hammer. So that means he went by the Home Depot. Let me see. I'm still pissed off after a 3-hour flight. Let me go into the Home Depot. You know, let me think. What kind of weapon would be a great weapon? Hey, fucking hammer time. Get smacked this. I mean, you use a fucking hammer. So Edward Kang, who is 20 years old, he's being charged with second-degree murder and armed burglary with a mask, because he wore a mask because he's so much of a pussy that he had to wear a mask, was arrested early on that following Sunday morning. I mean, some of this shit you just can't make up, guys. I swear. It just makes me laugh that you're that incredibly stupid. Where you're that mad over a game. It looks like they both played, they had never met, and they're around the same age, but they played a game called Arch Age, a medieval fantasy. Medieval. Should I say enough? It reminds me of the movie Role Models, where McLovin, I always call him McLovin because I can never remember the actor's name, where he played in that, you know, role-playing, but it's a role-playing game. It's a massive online role-playing game. But it's like, why would you go and fly? I mean, I can't, even if the guy was in town, why would you drive across town to beat somebody up over a video game? Why? Why do you guys think that is such like acceptable stuff to do? Now, I'm sure it's very rare, but I have witnessed it myself. I bet I like taunting the guys, but now I better not. But I always like taunting people in games and try to get them just so riled up because they take it so serious. In my youth, I did too, on all fairness, but now, I find it humorous. I'm probably the next one to get a claw hammer to the back of the head because, you know, I'm over here dogging them out. But the reality is y'all need to get your shit together, man. And just remember, it's fantasy. Life is just a fantasy. Wait, no, sorry, that's an 80s song. But really, you're not that tough. Now you're going to prison for killing a dude. Or attempting to kill. You didn't kill him. But I guess, you know, hey, you won't be respawning for a little while because now you're behind bars. So now you can't play your favorite game. And hey, guess what? Newsflash. The game that you were playing that you're getting so mad over, they're shutting down their servers in Europe and North America. As this podcast, it's already done because they said they had declining number of players. So not only did you buy a plane ticket, fly to Florida, go to Home Depot or wherever you went and bought a hammer, probably Ubered or whatever. So now you're being tracked because now they can track you because you're a dumbass. Duh. Knock on the door. Hey, are you, you know, Sandwich Man 326? Sure am. Whack. Beep. Here come the cops. You're done. So enjoy it. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. He did. Actually, hey, it's so funny. I didn't read the whole article, but he did. He took an Uber to a hotel in Fernandina Beach, just north of Jacksonville, if anybody knows where. It's a beautiful area if you've never been there. And he did. He bought a hammer at the local hardware store. So I'm assuming it was Home Depot because it's the easiest one to probably, you know, Google and go to. But it's like we live in a digital world. Uber. You rented an Uber with your credit card, your name, and you smacked the guy in the head with a hammer. At least do yourself a favor, man. Walk from the airport or do something. I don't know. But it doesn't take much when they go back and they investigate. Dumbass. Anyway. So, guys, I'll finish up on this note. We're about out of time because, you know, the great thing about my show is it's 10 minutes. It's just a quick hit. So, I'll finish up with this, nerds. Stop being keyboard warriors. Play the game and have fun. And just respawn. So that's all I got to say about that today. Don't forget, to head over to MasonDangerBeardCO.com, where you can find everything cool as far as for men that have beards. If you don't have a beard, you're probably a gamer. Probably buying an airline ticket to go beat somebody up. And with that, I hope you enjoyed the why, and get your ass out there and have some more fun, because the weekend is still going. I'll catch you guys on the next one.